Friday to Ramashta Zayin Shvat Tovshin Ein Tes Reb. Reb Leo Rosenbaum.
Yeah, Rishus Maronon. Rabbonon Rabbi Yisai. Emissi, I saw a contradiction on the two tzetlach. On the small tzetl, it said that the drasha is from 20 to 10 till 10:20. In the other drasha, it said that the guest speaker is coming at 10:10. Sada Chakira, is pshat, I'm supposed to speak till 10:20, and the last 10 minutes is a duet. All the pshat is all machmezain and endigan 7 minutes free. So I understand that Be'ez Hashem will be finished by 10:10, but Odom Lechavira, if I state Sach. Yeah, so I'd like to speak a bit on the parasha Be'ez Hashem. It's a gewaltige Sache, Taka. I heard from Rabbi Finkel. I said last time when I spoke, I heard from Rabbi Finkel that he said there's a special Indian Taka to always at the beginning to start, wherever one starts, Taka to start with learning. He brought a pasuk in Tehillim where it says, Pesach Tevarecho Yoi. So Rashi says over there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu started off the Seder Bereishis with Torah by He Oy. So he said, we see from Rashi over here, Rashi says over there in Tehillim, I didn't check it up now, but Rashi says over there in Tehillim, on that Pasuk, there's always the Inyan to start off with Divrei Torah. So that's Taka, the Inyan over here, Taka, start off with Divrei Torah. Unfortunately, Gateshead is not Zoicha to that. They tried it, but it flopped quite quickly. Our Manchester is Taka Vice, that's a. Yeah, the start of the day of Torah away, that's over here, Taka. The tribute goes over here. So we'll speak Be'ezer Hashem a few words on the Parshas Peshalach. I understand that the main drosh is at 10 past 10. That's the guest speaker. So that's the main course. But now's the Vorspeis. You can't come to the main course without the Vorspeis. So we'll enjoy the Vorspeis first. Okay. The Ikkes Leilim shouldn't be filled up by the Vorspeis. Yeah, okay, so Be'ez Hashem, we'll speak Be'ez Hashem a few things in regards to this week's parasha. It's a gewaltige parasha, parasha Peshalach, it's the parasha of Shira, it's the parasha of Mon, the parasha of Parnosa, it's the parasha also of us, we'll speak also about learning Torah, as we'll see. So Be'ez Hashem, according to what we've got time, B'siyata Dishmaya. I want to start with a Shaila, this is a great Sakasha, I asked a lot of people about it. This Shabbos I saw that they speak about it. It's a very big question, if everyone's got to answer, Adarabba. Then I'll say Be'ez Hashem Mahalach while I was thinking about B'siyat Lishmaya. We say every day in davening, V'atires oni avisinu b'mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw our hard work in Mitzrayim, V'zakosom shamat al Yamsuf. And when they cried out, that tefillahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard by Yamsuf. So it says by Mitzrayim, it says V'atires oni avisinu b'mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw all our hard work. Vezakosom and our tefillahs shomata al yamsuf HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard by Yamsuf. So I've got a poshta kasha. I once still thought about it in the middle of davening. It must be that day I came a bit early. Had that extra minute. What's pshat, a state, we all know, and I got the Shal Pesach, we're busy speaking about the tefillahs which was in Mitzrayim. V'nitzak el Hashem elokei avisinu, v'yishma eskelinu, v'yar esinim, it says so many lashonos of tefillah in Mitzrayim. So many expressions it says about davening in Mitzrayim. Or in davening we don't say, we say only v'atires on yavisinu b'mitzrayim, it doesn't speak about tefillah. V'zakosom shomata al yamsuf, by yamsuf there it speaks about tefillah. What about all the tefillah in Mitzrayim? What about all the tefillah in Mitzrayim? V'zakosom shomata al yamsuf, pshat is what, by yamsuf they shouted louder? They became suddenly Kalina Chasidim when it came to the Yamsuf. Suddenly over there they started shouting. All the Rishonis of Tefillah, it says by Mitzrayim, and it doesn't say in Davening, only by Tiris, only I've seen in Mitzrayim. By Yamsuf steht Vesakosom Shamat al Yamsuf. So Greece Akasha. Asked Rabbi David Krausen Gates, asked a lot of people. They didn't have. I saw this week in the Siddur, Siach Yitzhak, for the Siddur Agro, Hitaka Amamish asks this question. Why didn't it say about the Tefillah in Mitzrayim? Why in davening to speak only about the tefillah by Yamsuf? So I want to suggest b'siyata d'shmaya, a mahalach, which the emes is, it's a mahalach, which is it's important mahalach, b'emes, to one goes through life with it, the whole life, l'choyah, is taka different for that. I want to bring a mashal from the medrash. There's a very famous medrash, but I want to say what comes out from it. We all know the question, b'emes, Yerushalmi asked the question, why did they not say Shira as soon as they came out of Mitzrayim? Why did they wait for Shira only by Yam Suf? The Rishonim asks this question. There's a lot of tirutzim about it. Pshat, it wasn't the finish of the Nes. Yeah, there wasn't Bischus Atzmon. There's a lot of Torah about it. Everyone who speaks on Parshas Beshalach probably speaks about that. Maybe the guest speaker will speak about that. But I want to say Amhalach. The world's talking about Amhalach. It's not a Medrash. The Medrash says, I want to explain B'siyat HaDishmai, the Moshul with the Nimshul. The Medrash says, as Moshul, I read the Loshen, Loma Adov Adoyim LeMelech Shoyobo Baderech. The Melech was going on the way. The princess, Se'ekas Loibe Vakosh Memcho Atzileni, please save me. Miad Alistim, save me from the robbers, they're coming to attack me. So the daughter of the king, she shouts out, please save me. Shoma Melech Vitzila, the Melech heard and he saved her. La'acha Yomim, Bikish Liso Isa Isha. He wanted to marry her. He wanted to marry her. Ashayne Shidduch, a king with a Bas Melochim. You don't have to give any money. Ashayne Shidduch. Velo Yisro Reitzah, she didn't want. She refused to marry the Melech. His Ma'osa Melech, the Melech wanted to have some connection with her and she didn't want. So the Medrash Giro Ba'alistim, he was goyim. He set on her robbers to go and attack her. His chilot zeikas lemelech. Then she started shouting lemelech to the king. It's a bit similar to the children from yeshiva when they run out of money. Then they remember to call up and say dati yichdaf om geld. Is not shdi dod the bas melech shreitz. So the melech hatzileini. Omala melech says the melech lekach o yisi misave. That's what I was waiting for. Lishmoya koylich to hear your voice. This is the moshul. Let's just repeat that. Well, shteid on the moshul, not then the nimshul. So the moshul is that the melech, at the beginning he saved her. And then he thought after he saved her, okay, now we're going to have a meridika connection together. We're going to be connected together. He wanted to marry her. That's the biggest connection. He wanted to marry her. She wasn't interested. She tried what nowadays they say, try to propose, however that goes. Loratzeh. The shidduch is not interesting. So he had to bring on her listim, and now she starts shouting, Adonai Melech! Oh! Shkuyach, that's what I was waiting for. I was waiting for you to make a connection with me. So the Medrash, Kach Yisrael, Kshoyi B'Mitzrayim, Vayu Mishabdim B'em. When he knew in Mitzrayim, and the Taka had this Avdus, Hischilu Tzoyakim. We all know in Mitzrayim, they were crying. But Tzoyim in Eim Nakadosh Baruch Hu, they were looking up to Nakadosh Baruch Hu, B'Yidish Nem save us. He brings all the Psukim. Vayizoku, Vayar Elikim. It's Chisri, Akash Baruch Hu, Moisi, Ayy, shouting, you're damning to me in Mitzrayim. So Akash Baruch Hu, Taka took them out. B'yod Chazokam, Israel, Mitzuyah. Now it's coming the Ikka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevakesh lishmoyas kulam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to hear their voice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, now I took you out of Mitzrayim, I answered your tefillahs. I want to be connected with you. V'lo yoyoroitzin, they didn't want to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Isma also, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Giro leparoi, lido, if he made paroi to cry, to come after them. And then, vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem. Then they cried out again, before the Yamsa, they cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, oh, Yisi mevakish, tishmei HaKoylech, I wanted to hear your voice. Hashmienies Koylech, HaKoyl shekvah shemat, I wanted to hear that voice. That you cried in Mitzrayim, that's what I wanted to hear. Also ich stehe da im Medrash. Steht da im Medrash, am Buisai, am Muirit Kazach. Steht da im Medrash, which really answers the question of the Rishalmi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he took the out of Mitzrayim, if they would have straight away thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for coming out of Mitzrayim, Enoch Anami, there wouldn't have been this whole Parashas Beshalach, it would have been much shorter. This whole thing of the Mitzrayim running after them by the Yamsuf wouldn't have been Taka. Because they would have thanked straight away HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like the Moshe of the Bas Melech. As the Bas Melech, when the king saved her, if she would have been married for the Shidduch, and she would have been already connected to the king, is the king wouldn't have had to make a Mutzorus. And why did the king make a Mutzorus? Because she didn't want the connection. Kum Leishtetai Medrash, as if the Yidin, when they would have come out of Mitzrayim, would have thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu straight away, the whole parasha over here of the midstream running after them wouldn't have happened. Someone asked me, so what, there wouldn't have been a Yamsuf? Ich weiß nicht, lass das für der Ebishter. Punkt, what would be the Seder? They would go in the Yam, maybe the midstream would come only later on when they're already gone out. However it would be, it wouldn't have been the pickle, Volnishkeven. This pickle of being in, of having the Yam in front of them and the midstream behind them being closed in, that wouldn't have been. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said when they came out, I want to be connected to you. And they didn't want to be connected. Hashmienes Koilich, I want to hear your voice. And the Taka didn't want. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you don't want? So I have to make you tzoros. Ishtidoi b'zoi medrash, amuri dekazach. The whole yesod of this tzora before the Yamsuf was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be connected with us. So Gevald Gazach, if you think about it, it comes out the whole tzora was, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want you to be connected with me, and you're not thanking me. If you don't thank me, there's another way how to be connected, through tzora. So it comes out one answer, as Vatir Yesod Nav Sinu B'Mitzrayim. We had hard times in Mitzrayim, we davened. But that wasn't the reason why we had this whole tzora in Mitzrayim. We had the tzora in Mitzrayim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Brit B'Nav Sinu, that's what's going to be. We're going to go through the Golos. Because that was the main thing where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from them the tefillah. The main thing which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, the whole tzora of the Yam Suf was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that we should be connected to him. This Hashmi'eni es koilich. Rashi says in Shir HaShirim, Hashmi'eni es koilich, I want to hear your voice, says Rashi, by Yam Suf. The Hashmi'eni es koilich is, I want to be connected with you. And the only way for us to be connected was because we didn't thank. So the only way for us to be connected was taka through this tzora. Amol is not tzora, because you got the tzora, you have to daven. Amol, the only reason why the tzora is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to daven. Not because there's a tzora you daven. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to daven, that's why he makes you the tzora. This is what the Medrash is saying. As by the Yamsuf, the whole reason was HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want to be connected with you, and therefore you have to daven. So before I bring a mechilta, I want to say, Shtidah Amri de Kazach. And I want Bemis the Yisod, I want to say to my Rebbe, Rabbi Leib Wittler, the Bemis is the Muridik Yisod, and I should Bemis Hashem Mechilta, but Shtim Mamash Mufurish Hazay. Through life, the Ibishta says to each one of us that he wants that we should have a Kesha with him. He wants we should be connected to him. Hashmini Es Koilich means, Akshboch says, I want between me and you, Koyochel, Pshati is Zolzaina Kesha, Zolzaina Kesha between us. We can decide, Taka, what Kesha we want. We can decide, Taka, how we want to be connected. If a person would thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that his Taka got, and he realizes all the matonas which he's got from the Ibishta, and how lucky he is, of Yedazach, Bezot of the Brich Sashacha in the morning, and we think through all the chasod which the Ibishta makes us, Shmuch says, Gewaldik, we're ready, Makusha. We've got this connection between us. So we don't need anything more. The problem is, because we're not enough happy with what we have, we don't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu enough for what we have. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have to make another way how to be connected. How's that? That's taka through a tzora. I'm going to show you Mefurish and Mechilta, but I just want to tie Shev Shadat Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Klal Yisrael holding by the Yam Suf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, why are you crying to me? Dabar over the Yisrael, the Yisrael. Speak to the Yidden and they should go in the Yam. So everyone asks the question. So beautiful. And they're crying out now to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And according to what we're reading in the Medrash now, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for. And now it says in the Pasuk, Matit Sakilai, why are you crying to me? Dabar over the Yisrael, the Yisrael. Go in the water. The Rebbe Yishlom wants this soccer. The Rebbe Yishlom says, hey, Rebbe Yishlom wants we should be connected to him. So, don't make this connection through crying. Go in the water and say Shira. There's two ways of how to be connected. There's ways of how to be connected through a tzara. There's another way of how to be connected through a shira of being together, of saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for what you're doing for me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't stand here crying in front of the water. Go in the water and say shira. This word, you have a choice, what koil? You have a choice, what koil? You can make it a koil of tzaka, or you can make it a koil taka, of giving thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's taka what Klal Yisrael did. The taka went into the mayim, the taka thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is the emphasis of the Mechilta, I haven't got yet the lashon of the Mechilta. The Mechilta is the Dvarim of Farashim in this week's parasha. The Mechilta says, there's a pasuk, Hashem Yilochim Lochem, Va'atem Tachrishun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fight for you, and you'll keep quiet. Is the Mechilta says, it's a question. Hashem Yilochim Lochem, Va'atem Tachrishun. How do you say a question mark? Huh?
Rhetorical.
Who?
It's a rhetorical question.
Rhetorical. Yeah. Well, I believe you're saying the same thing. Yeah. I come from Gateshead. My English is nishtazi. Oh, but is the Medrash, the Mechilta says, Hashem Yilochem Atachrish is a question. Hashmoku fights for you, and you're going to keep quiet. The Emes says, there's a niggun. The niggun doesn't go like that. The niggun goes, Hashem Yilochem Atachrish, v'atem tacharishun. It's nishna, it's the niggun is richtig, according to the Medrash. It's Hashem Yilochem Atachrish, v'atem tacharishun. You're going to be quiet. So Christ asked Hashmoku, what should we do? Hashmoku says, Zogna, Shem Malis, Mimakim, Esainai. So the Mechilta knows, you know what you should do? Say Shira. Say Shira. That means when they're holding before the Yamsov, they ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what should we do in such a pickle? Says the Medrash, you should keep quiet. You should say Shira. Miad, steht in the Chilta, they said Oz Yosher Moshe. My Rebbe, Rabbi David Sadevich, because Medai, because Vaisteis, the Oz Yosher, they said already before they went in the Yam. Azay steht in the Chilta. So Grace and Shaila, I was Pshat. Azay steht in the Chilta. Straight away, before they, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm not going to fight for you and you're going to keep quiet. So they asked, what should we do? Say Shira. And the Mechilta carries on and says, and every time, was the Ibish Taka makes a tzara, every time which the Ibish makes a tzara, you should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say Shira, and that's what's going to help you from the tzara. It's kumle sibi zeh, that's mamish the bottom of what we're saying over here. Ve'zakosom shumat al yamsu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hashmin is koilich. I want you to be connected with me. Now, pshat is, you've got a choice. You've got a choice of how to be connected. You can be connected through kvitching and saying, B'hich lem health b'chmede that saw a rat of it, take me out of it. Or the faket. A person can say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'hich ra'agris yishkech fa'alz vos tomachs me. Mamish, whatever you give me is more than I deserve. And as I zifel chasodim, and you itemize all the chasodim, you list out exactly all the chasodim which the Ebishter did for you. Is that a meridical skula to be grat of it? Now, as you saw, Taka, the last years, they've started the ganz in yonim of saying, Nishmas b'chatzois. The Noshim Sidkonis are very busy with their Perek Shira and other things. The Emes is the Bukhari from this week's parasha. As Shad, where the person is in the Tzorah, is Takat Faket, as Ozogel Adishmas, he should say, Shvach Vedot Akshporchum. I always felt the problem since I moved to Gateshead, all the davenings which I used to do by the Koisel, somehow when you come to England, somehow it doesn't carry on, because you're not exactly sure where to do it. But the Emes is not really such a problem. You can just go to the Sforum shelf and take out, they have also Sidurim here and other things. You know, people think that you're only allowed to down by the Kuisel, otherwise, you know, it's got small letters, Ein lo imre, rak beretz Yisrael. It's nishnazay, and wherever a person is, pshat is, ekendoch zogad ashkoyach to meibishtab, and pshat is, that's taka what saves him. It's kumli saves it, it's a gewaldige zach, and I say taka was in Yishir, it's a gewaldige zach, that pshat is, that somehow, whenever we've got a tzora, we're always very, very busy with the Shira Malet, with the Makims, and the Esoenais, we're not somehow on this, it's a medrash, before it's a medrash, it's a medrash zog, it's pshat is, that a person, decides, he's going to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all his chasodim, and he appreciates all the kindness and everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for him. It does ratven for Atzara, because much kashmaka. We have to be, pshat is, it's all a way of how to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all a way of how to be connected. We have the Bechira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the choice of the Hashmeinias Koilich, of what Koil we want to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Either we can be connected with a Koil of Atzara, or the Faket, we can transfer it, it's a transfer, we can transfer it to Dan Kanei Bishta. So, Moedi Kazach. Das ist eine Sache, was in der Gerz des Weges Parasha. Die zweite Sache ist das bekannte Wort, das Moshe Matre Schulzinger brings, I just want to say one is soft on the Wort. Moshe Matre Schulzinger brings down that he was on the way to, he heard from Rabbi Chazkel Abramsky, who was on the way to visit Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Chaim Ibrisk, and he saw over there a Wort in a way from a Chesidche Rebbe. He brings it from the Match of a Rebbe. I don't know, I looked in the Kol Olam Kulo Olam HaCharedi, I didn't see any match of a Rebbe, but it might still come out some descendants, so anyone who wants can still carry it on. I mean, it's going to have all episodes, match of a Rebbe. I have to just tell the photographer, I'm not the guest speaker. So he brings that vote over there for the match of a Rebbe. The match of a Rebbe said over at Gevald Gevald. It says here, this week's parasha, it says here in this week's parasha, when they were crying out for water. They were crying out for water. So Pele de Kazach, straightway after they came out from Yamsuf, Mefashtinish, the Darga, is going to greet the Darga, clearly salt all the feet Dargosom. But it says, Vayivoyim arosso, v'layochul lishti ismaim imoro. They couldn't drink the water. Kimorim him, it was very bitter. Alkin koroshmo moro, they called it moro. Vayilino amal misha, and the ilim came, and they kvitched, and lime manishte. What should we drink? Vayitzak al Hashem, he cried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayirei Hashem eats, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to take a piece of wood, Vayashlich al HaMayim, and he threw it in the water, Vayimtzuku HaMayim, and the water became sweet. So he brings over there from the Rebbe, and he told over to Reb Chaim, and he said that even though it's taka not pshat in the Pasuk, Reb Chaim said, Ob the vot is good. Taka not pshat in the Pasuk, Ob the vot is good. Reb Chaim said like this, that what the Rebbe said, they told over to Reb Chaim. As it says in the Pasuk like this, they came, Shleishitom, and they didn't find water. And they came crying to Moshe Man Nishtes. We all know that water is going on Torah. Water is going on Torah. And they came crying, and they said, Man Nishtes, what should we drink? Meaning to say, we've got no cheshek, we've got no desire to learn. Man Nishtes, the learning is not going with a knack. Rabbi Geshe Miller told me, whenever Bochum come to him and they tell him, we've got a problem with Cheshkas HaTorah. He thinks, oh boy, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to tell him now? It's a major problem. Man Ishtar. We've got no Cheshik to learn. What should we drink? So Vayitzak al Hashem, cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What would this Cheshkas HaTorah? Vayirei Hashem eats. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to eat, sir. As I take his oath. Vayashlich al HaMoyim. Throw yourself into the Torah. Throw yourself into the learning, even without Cheshik. And then the water will become sweet. As the Rebbe gazogged, as Shati, they didn't have a cheshek learning. It's vayitzak el Hashem. They cried out to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Vayiriv Hashem eats, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave them a eitza. Vayashlich el Amoyim is also harayin vafen in the Torah. Throw yourself into the Torah learning. Vayimtuku Amoyim, and the water will become sweet. So the emes is, I just want to explain first of all. The Pasuk says beforehand that they went 3 days and the Gemara Be'emes says that they went 3 days without Torah. So really the Gemara already says that they went 3 days without Torah, which that's why they were Masak and Kriyas HaTorah. So I want to explain that maybe that's Taka the Vot, why Taka they didn't have a Cheshkas HaTorah. Because a lot of times one finds, it says in Tazveni Yoyim, Yemi Yomayim Azveka. If you leave Torah 1 day, 2 days, the Torah leaves you weiter. Yemi Yomayim Azveka, double. So Pshat is they went without Torah, and because they went a few days without Torah, so that's why now they felt it very, very hard to get back into things. That's always a problem. This Alabal Shaila, making the Bochum breaks. It's Alabal Abaya, when they come back, so Arangid is Alabal Shver. Misadachot, they say the breaks is very, very healthy for them. It's healthy for us as well. But Misad Shady, to come back into things, it's Nishtazay Laich, it's not always so easy. What's the Pshat? Pshat is, because again, Shleishis Yomim, there was a 3 day break without Torah. But Baruch Hashem, I think nowadays they learn as well when they go home as well. It's felt a bissel. So when it comes back, to get back into things is very hard. It's vayashlich al amoyim. Shati, you have to throw yourself into it. It's vayim tiku amoyim. Then the water becomes sweet. Asach mol pshati is v'mekum dot to learn, and pshati is itaka doesn't go with the right cheshek. And people are looking for all muridika itzas taka of how to have taka cheshek al anon. I'm sure these people, people take out sforim, it gives you that eitza, that eitza. Labaisa, from all the eitzas, from all the experiments that people have made, labaisa doesn't the best eitza. As pshatis, what starts taka learning is there was pshatis vayim to kamoy, but taka becomes sweet. Taka becomes sweet. Pshatis, taka at the beginning is no cheshek. You can read all the sforim which is more you for the cheshek. Sometimes the eitzorot is very, very happy with that. Because he's very happy that you should learn all about how to learn better than to learn alone. It's better takazis. The Torah taka becomes sweet. So far we've spoken about Shira. I've spoken so far vegan Taya. I want to speak just a few words. But again, to the Pasha Samon. I'll say Miri Yeshiva to hear a Shmuz vegan then from Rabari Finkel. Zeichat Tzadik Lebroch had him a kvius as well. So we're Mamisha Ayid, let's get Mamisha Oivid. Oivid, Beremachi Vorisagid of a Peletic Amen she was. And I wanted very much to have a kvius with him. I didn't know how to go about it. So I asked my father if my father can call him up. Because it was Mechabed, my father, so he gave me a kvius, which was after on a little shishi. A murid de kazach, a murid de ka'ivet, a murid de ka'ivet Hashem. So he gave a whole shmooze about this week's Pasha, Pasha Samon. It says, grace of Zach, and someone who says Pasha Samon every day, is zichot to parnosam, and noch zach, and shtit murid de kazach, and digging them. And as he saw, they always used to give out on the Tuesday, it's a skula from the Rimen of a Rebbe. If you say Shnai Mikrov Echot Targum or something, might if you say every day, probably you'll become then even richer. Now, some people don't want to be so rich that you say only once a year, but it depends, I suppose, what a person wants. Steht da bei Parsha Samon und Muridika Sachas, Parsha Samon, wenn nicht nur Tzuyah, sondern auch Ichle Amon. Tzuyah was only given zu Ichle Amon. Is Rebelli Boruch, Zichat Tzadik, Lebroche, said, Rebelli Boruch Finkel said, as wenn nicht nur Tzuyah, sondern Ichle Amon, means that Tzuyah was only given to those who eat Amon. And we know that every year we makabal the Tzuyah again. So it must be that nowadays we're also Ichle Amon. So if we won't be Ichle Amon nowadays, then how do we get the Tzuyah? So what's the subshat? It's because we're learning the lesson. We're learning the lesson of what the mon was. Nowadays we're talking about eating mon, but the lesson what mon gives us. Mon is going to gevald gazach. The mon is going to yisod. As pshat is, we read the psukim through. Muridi gazach v'shteit in the psukim. I want to say a ma'aser b'skrov. But muridi gazach v'shteit v'loktud v'ayim b'yoymoy. Every day they collected the mon. So muridi gazach, a person gets up in the morning or he goes to bed rather by night. He's got no idea where he's got food from the next day. No idea. The fridge is empty. The cupboard is empty. There's no bagelach, there's no crackers, there's no herring, the stock of Wittebix, the stock of crunchy nuts, there's no, what's it called, that choco pops. Garnished! You go to bed by night, ladig. The bayis is completely empty. Get schlafen. You've got bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've got whole mishpocha b'lein hara, right? No, you can put the you can put the plates on the table with the spoons. You can do whatever you want. You can put the Kellogg's empty box. Aber kein Essen ist nicht da. There's no food. Every day. Giving you a trial. And it says on Muridi Kazach, you're not allowed to leave extra. There was an Issa Noisa. There was an Issa Noisa to leave extra. As Zoy Chomo it was, as Pshat is, to have Bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you couldn't leave over. Those who left over saw, as the whole thing became fulfilled. There's a Muridi Kazach that Malbim says. I'm going to just be Makatsa now. The Malbim says that sometimes in the beginning of the Pasuk it says, Ish lefi ochloi. And after the Pasuk changes from a lama to a kof, it says, Kefi ochloi. So the Malbim says, he says, if a person decided, you know what, I'm not going to eat so much, the next day it came down for him a smaller portion. So it means to say, if you thought that you can ration yourself with a mon, then it says, Ish kefi ochloi. According to what you ate the day before, that's what came down now. Why? Because it's telling you, Pshat is, you try to work more, you try to work less, it won't help you. Rebbe Yisrael decides exactly what you need. And that's why they weren't allowed to leave over. Shabbos, they were told also, you're not allowed to leave over for the next day. What's the Yisod? The Yisod is, you need to be relaxed. A person can think to himself, why should I come to start the day at Torah away, TM Sadrosha from Rosenbaum, and I can shaffer noch a bissel Geld. That's on Sunday, that's why. Oh, but Akoponim, Pshat is, the Teretz is, it doesn't help you. You work more, you work less, you try to collect more, garnished. I want to just finish with the Maisa Briskov, Amuridika Maisa. There's two Nuschois in the Maisa, this Maisa. As in Brisk, there's two Dinim. So there's also two Nuschois in the Maisa. I'll tell you both Nuschois. The Maisa was, the Briskov was makbid every day, never ever to leave over. Even though he was in Vasha, and it was a terrible matzav over there. It was a matzav over there where the mamash never had food. They never left over. Rebel Soloveitchik, his son, used to leave over for his father. His father held that he shouldn't leave over. But Rebel said, I can't do it in the cheshbon of kibbutz for my father. But the Bris Grob never ever used to leave over. It came to Ches Tishri. And the Bris Grob decided that he has to leave over because tomorrow is a mitzvah deraisa. Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah deraisa to eat. So Briskov held that even though usually one shouldn't leave over, but in order to be mekayim a mitzvah deraisa, oh, especially left over the mitzvah for the end. So you should leave over in order to be mekayim a mitzvah deraisa of Erev Yom Kippur. The Briskov left over a shtikel challah. A shtikel challah for Erev Yom Kippur to be mekayim a mitzvah deraisa. On the morning of Erev Yom Kippur, it's kum darein to Briskov, the baker, and the baker tells him that he left for him, he baked for him specially some challah, because the Briskov was makbid on the chodesh, the bach. He baked for him specially some challah and some fish. And what happened was, dotzveinu schoiz. Reb David Soloveitchik said over, as pshat is, that those bombs then were flying over, and he got so scared, so the gefilte fish, not the gefilte fish, name, the fish fell down over the challah stayed. And in the Sefer of Rabbi Brisk, they say that the challah also fell down. So it's not Sveinus Chois, it's only the fish which fell down, or also the challah. But Akoponin, the Briskerov said, that for me this is a lesson in Hashemayim, that if I would have eaten all the bread which I had on Ches Tishri, then on Erev Yom Kippur, not only would have had challah, I would have had fish as well. So Pshat is, this is mamish the lesson we're learning from Mon. The lesson we're learning from Mon is Pshat is a gewaltige Sache, the Munna betochen in the Ibishta. That Pshat is the Ibishta gives us everything. It's no difference how much we collect, how much we gather. Whatever they collect us for, that's what they got the next day, is up the Malbim. And Pshat is, they didn't have to go outside, what's in the house. You'd have to go not to Italy, not to anywhere else, not to Hong Kong, not to China. Else is though, Pshat is, we come to Sazam to learn, it's like a Muri to Kazakh. The Ibishta is the help of Beza Hashem, we should always Beza Hashem, we get together, Beza Hashem, to learn our doctor, to retire, Sazam, and Zayna Sachsiyat Dishmaya. Yeah.